This is Medivan from Lockjaw, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, Radio for the People.
Never Say Never by Lockjaw from their new EP, Reverent. I'm Rocker, here with Jimmy K. Some say alternative rock, others say goth rock, and Lockjaw, guitarist, songwriter, and vocalist Medivan says hell rock. Lockjaw from Milwaukee has been performing and releasing music for more than a decade now, and has just released a new EP called Reverent. On the phone with us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin is Lockjaw founder, vocalist, and guitarist Medivan. Medivan, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Devil Radio 92.7.
How's it going, man?
Medivan, in the past, Lockjaw has been labeled industrial metal, but your latest music is seeking a little distance from that. Tell us about the back history on Lockjaw and where your music has evolved to over the last decade or so.
Well, it's been quite a progression. Originally, Lockjaw started more as like a trip-hop influence type of project. It always had like darker, I guess, goth type overtones, but it was more like layered with kind of hip hop type beats and electronic type rhythms. And in about 2002, I put together a live band, and it slowly progressed to more of like an industrial rock thing. And at some point, it became, you know, a little bit more metal here and there. But in the last 10 years, probably, it's kind of been more of a goth rock, alternative rock kind of thing, but definitely doesn't stand next to like today's metal, so I wouldn't really put in that category anymore. The new album, I was just trying to diversify things a bit and get rid of all the old cliches of that are often in industrial rock, from the lyrical content of everything being about like sex, drugs, and anger and hate, and the fashion sense I really find kind of obnoxious. So I'm trying to just like distance myself from the cliches of it, but still stay true to certain influences and elements that kind of started Lockjaw in the path that it's going.
Now, as a child, you had visited Egypt. What kind of a connection do pyramids have to you and your music?
Well, I often tell people that I was born in Egypt, because actually, like, I wasn't born there, but I sometimes think like my spirit found me there or something like that, something kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, much of my inspiration comes from like the subconscious influence that it had upon me. And it's just a place that like transcends time and holds the secrets to civilization, I think, and something that has like stayed with me like my whole life. And it's really hard to put into words like the depth and what it means to me, and I'm still trying to figure out like all that depth, but it's definitely an underlying driving force in my mind that's helped me like go in a more positive direction in life.
And Lockjaw is soon to release an EP, Reverent, at the beginning of April, and a new video is on the way. Tell us about your latest release.
Yeah, Reverent came out April 2nd. It was originally going to be a full-length album, but then I decided to break it into two EPs and release one in April and the next one in summer. I don't know, it's just, you know, a reflection of the times of the last year and the things that I've been through and witnessed. The next EP is definitely going to still follow that path, but probably musically be even a little bit more diverse than this last one.
Where can we find Lockjaw online and download the latest EP, Reverent?
Right now, it's only exclusively available at Bandcamp. So that would be bandcamp.com/LockjawX or lockjawx.bandcamp.com. Sometimes one link works better than the other. And then you can also find the most current Lockjaw music at reverbnation.com/LockjawX.
Menavant, thanks for taking the time to speak with us on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it. Let's listen to one of the songs from your upcoming EP, Reverent, called Mockingbird. Tell us about Mockingbird.
Mockingbird was inspired by like the last spring and summer, like more specifically by like the fires, the riots, the pandemic, all the chaos that was going on. And I guess the song is kind of about like, no matter like how hard we try in life, we seem to be mocked by nature, and as it like, you know, bears witness to our decline. So we're just like a helpless part of history as the moment passes.
The midnight sea, in the pyramid shadow. It's time to unplug from the politics with Max Inc. Radio.
Wisconsin, that is Indonesian Junk and I'll Run Away. Max Inc. Heavy Double Radio 92.7. Lockjaw before that with Mockingbird. Thanks to Metavon for coming on the show tonight. Max Inc. Heavy is brought to you by Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, high above State Street. Shop them online at knuckleheadcbd.com. And by Downdrins Distillers in Cottage Grove, featuring handmade spirits, live music, a giant cocktail garden. Find them online at downdrinsdistilling.com. And rocker Ryan Lovejoy, the owner of Downdrins, will join us next week on Max Inc. Radio.
He will, Jimmy. He's going to be in the studio to tell us all about their giant beer garden.
Awesome.
Hey, Jimmy, live music is making a comeback down in Janesville at the Back Bar. Left of Reason is playing a couple shows in the near future. On the 1st of May, they'll be playing with Lines of Loyalty in Mile 134. And then on the 15th of May, A Killer's Confession. So they'll be opening for that national band with Heartsick, The Failsafe, and Mortality of Man. Coming up in a moment, Underground Day 1. But right now, this is Left of Reason, Death by Octopus. on Max Inc. Heavy, Devil Radio 92.7.
essential Last Crack.
This is Paul Schluter from Last Crack.
Saturday night at 11, join us as we dive into the stories of this legendary Madison band with guitarist Paul Schluter.
Mini Toboggan used to be actually called Chocolate Church.
Essential Last Crack, Saturday nights at 11 during Max Inc. Heavy on Devil Radio 92.7. Hey, Jimmy K here. You already know that Max Inc. Radio plays local independent music. So what are you waiting for? Send us your new music. We are always looking for new music for on-air playback, interviews, and live performances in the Devil's Lair. Just click submit on the website, maxincradio.com. Get your name and music out there. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.